Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 4. Prayer power. Interceding for others. Wednesday. Unseen powers at work. In the book of Daniel, the curtain is lifted behind this the seen and unseen world. We see here on this painting by Maximilian Jantscher how the prophet Daniel is on his knees, praying. And in his prayers for the king of Persia, nothing happens. And he goes on praying. And we read in Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. He went on praying for 3 full weeks. Impressive. And then, after 3 weeks had gone by, he is visited by the angel Gabriel. And then he gets some information. And the angel tells him, in verse 11, that Daniel is a beloved person by God. So that's the report from heaven for Daniel. He tells him, you are greatly beloved. And I'm sent to you. And Daniel is there trembling. And in verse 12 we hear, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, remember, from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to trust in yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. From the first day, your words were heard. From the first day. And why does it take 21 days that Gabriel appears? And then he knows, because Gabriel tells him what has happened in the meantime. He said that the prince of the kingdom of Persia, and this is the devil, can you see him on this painting of Maximilian Jantscher? In the back, the dark angel. The king of Persia was between two sides. He was in the middle of the struggle, this cosmic struggle. The father of love and the father of lies. Both wanted the king to trust, either on this or on that side. And because of Daniel's prayer, the king moved to the godly side. But it took 21 days of prayer. So when I remember myself, this difficult situation, I cannot solve it by myself. And when I'm at end with my wisdom, then I start praying. And if nothing happens up after 1 day, then I stop praying. It doesn't work either. After 1 day, I quit praying. And here, 3 weeks. Continually praying. 3 weeks. And then the victory is won. And in the end, the king of Persia orders the Jews, if you want to go back, so not if you want to, go back! Now is the chance, now the window is open. You may leave. And he gives financial support. You can look at it in the first chapter of the book of Ezra. It's unbelievable. But here is the mystery about this story. 3 weeks of prayer of Daniel. Look at this painting. Look at the details. There is someone praying. And then miracles happen. Here's the power station.